focusing on soaring energy prices. I'm Carmen Roberts, Fox News. President Biden hosted an economic forum on energy and climate Friday and said getting soaring fuel prices down is his top priority.
In the United States, I'm using every lever available to me to bring down prices for the American people. And our nations are working together to stabilize global energy markets, including coordinating the largest release from the global global oil reserves in history.
Well, with the average price for gasoline in the U.S. hovering at $5 a gallon, the president is pushing U.S. refineries to ramp up production. Critics say the Biden administration's push for energy sector industry companies to be more eco-friendly has driven up fuel prices. Two U.S. military veterans missing in Ukraine are seen Friday for the first time since last week. They showed up in Russian TV videos. One of the videos has Alexander Druke and a message for his mother and his dog, Diesel.
Mom, I just want to let you know that I'm alive, and I hope to be back home as soon as I can be. So love, Diesel, for me. Love you.
Druke and Andy Nguyen are from Alabama. A third American is now reported missing in Ukraine. Now, as Americans worry about the fates of those vets, Russian forces have released a celebrated Ukrainian medic whose video footage was smuggled out of the besieged city of Mariupol by the Associated Press team. Yulia Paevska was freed Friday, 3 months after she was taken captive on the streets of the city. Former Trump advisor Peter Navarro pleads not guilty in federal court to two charges of criminal contempt of Congress.
Navarro has refused to comply with a subpoena issued by the Select Committee investigating the Capitol riot.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
SpaceX fires a number of employees who spoke out against owner Elon Musk.
Some SpaceX employees who were involved in a letter critical of CEO Elon Musk have been fired. The Wall Street Journal says Gwynne Shotwell, SpaceX's president, confirmed the firings in an email to staff. Shotwell didn't reveal how many employees were terminated. She says the company made the decision after conducting an investigation. Employees criticized Musk's public statements and behavior, particularly during the past several weeks, calling the situation embarrassing and distracting. Shotwell claims many staffers felt pressure to sign on to something that did not reflect their views. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Two actors on the Netflix series The Chosen One were killed and six other cast or crew members injured after a van crashed on the Baja California Sur Peninsula on Thursday. Storms and staffing shortages have caused a nightmare for travelers across the U.S. with thousands of flights being canceled. And like many airports across the country, frustration is growing at LaGuardia in New York City.
I cannot get anyone to speak to me. I can't get anyone to give me a refund. And customer service has an 8-hour hold time.
I want to go back home. They're booked today. I'm very upset.
The flight tracking service FlightAware says airlines canceled more than 3,000 flights on Friday and more than 1,500 so far for Saturday. And the sports betting industry is extending its reach out to sea. Carnival Cruise Line is partnering with BetMGM to offer sports books across three of its cruise lines. The arrangement will allow for betting on the ships while they're sailing or when they're docked at a port in a state that allows sports betting. Passengers can apply and place their bets while using a mobile app or some physical kiosk on the ships. I'm Carmen Roberts, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.